Kathy Dawes, along with Riley County USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams and Blue Valley Randolph USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton, 537-1350. We did get a call a bit earlier. Well, we've been talking, of course, about funding for schools, but we haven't touched yet on CAPERS, and a lot of changes that way too, Brady, if you want to lead off, and I'm sure Cliff will join in.
Well, it seems like the two funds that have the most money in Kansas are the highways and CAPERS. And of course, CAPERS is a retirement system for public employees like teachers, firemen, policemen. And the state is supposed to put funds into that, into CAPERS every year. And so what they're doing is they're freezing what they're putting into it to try to save money. And that's what they're proposing, is to freeze it again. But Cliff might have some comments on that too. So what I worry about, and I'm sure he does and we all do, it's not going to affect my retirement or probably Cliff's with CAPERS, but you know, the generation that's just starting out teaching, or those still in college or high school going into these public jobs looking to have this retirement system there, I think it does put it in limbo or threat of being there for people when they get ready to use it.
And I know, of course, it maybe makes it a little less attractive to choose this as a profession. I don't know if you're already seeing some of that too, Cliff. I mean, it could go that way, I guess.
I think when we look at career fairs, it's definitely impacting the amount of students coming out. They're just not there. It's great competition to try to go out and recruit. You know, even we used to think years ago that you'd have 50, 60 applicants in an elementary position, and they're just not there. They're almost deemed as a hard-to-fill position. And I think sometimes this dialogue and continuing to take from that fund there puts fear in our veterans. And, you know, if you start losing your veterans, there's a lot of knowledge walking out the door, and it's understandable why they are concerned about that. And so, yeah, I am very concerned about that, you know, and that ties right into our health insurance, that there's some dialogue that one of the plans would be is that we'd move to a statewide health insurance plan. And that has the potential to save some funds. We're supposed to get an official number about the 1st of February, and so we don't have an exact right now. But I know that dialogue is out there, and it's really concerning our people. We have a health insurance committee that normally meets this time of year, and we start getting prepared for the next season and what we need. And I think that benefit is crucial for our employees. And, you know, the rates here just continue to increase and increase, and as we're not giving out pay raises, it becomes a real tough dialogue with our people to understand that we have to reduce the benefits that they have, and more out of pocket's going to come from them.
And health insurance has always been an issue, and I think even more so in recent years. But Brady,
well, it really is, and again, I think what the governor's looking at is if educators, and when we talk about educators. Like I saw something on TV last night and this morning that said teachers' health, it's more than teachers. We cover all our employees with health insurance. Our custodians, our cooks, our secretaries all get a single health insurance paid for. So we're looking at Cliff and I get ours paid for, a single. So we're looking at everybody we employ. And I know for Wichita, they keep using this as an example. Their employees, I think for a family plan, is around $600 a month, which are singles about that. So, that, you know, it would about double what they're paying now if they went on the state health plan. So instead of saving money, it would take a lot out of their budget. So hopefully this will be researched more. And for many districts, it will cost them more instead of less if we would go on the state health insurance plan. So it's another one of those things that I think it would save some districts some money, but for a lot of districts it would not.
Okay, something to keep an eye on. Well, I guess let's go individually. We talked briefly when we started about getting back from break and some of the various things going on, but maybe more specifically, Cliff, if you want to lead off, and just USD 378, what you're up to these days.
Well, I just backtrack there, as you know, again, we missed the December meeting, but I really wanted to recognize our grade school students and staff. They put on the Nutcracker performance, and the house was packed. It was wonderful. It's not something we do every year because it is a huge production, and to think that, you know, we have 8-year-olds to 13-year-olds that are getting up there and performing, and it's just amazing to watch those kids come alive, and they just did a wonderful job, and I wanted to recognize that. We had a spelling bee winner, a fifth grader, Drew Shirley, won. And so congratulations for him, for a young guy to get in there and compete with the older kids there. I'd like to recognize seven other individuals with our Board of Education. This January is Board Appreciation Month and all that they do. And, you know, we talk about some of this tough dialogue that they're sitting in there as well. You know, they're doing their homework, they're reading reports, research, trying to stay abreast of the trends. And, you know, they donate so much time to our kids and to our staff. And sometimes they have to make tough decisions, which doesn't make them the most popular people. But they are there every month trying to do the best they can, volunteering their time to try to make things better for kids. And so I appreciate their efforts. We've got so many things going on with different events in athletics, from mid-season tournaments to sub-varsity tournaments. We wish all those guys luck. I know they're out there competing, giving their best. I watched two double overtime games last night. It was exciting, and unfortunately, somebody had to lose in there, and you know, one of them was that last-second shot, and to watch that kid just glow, you know, he had won the world. And so, again, we encourage people to continue to come out and support our kids and watch what they do. There's a wide variety from the arts to athletics to even just coming out and seeing our day-to-day activities.
Let's go ahead and take a call, and then we'll let Brady talk about his individual district. Go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
One statement, one question. You just said there somebody has to lose. A friend of mine told me once his kids had always won 1-1, and they lost the game, and they were devastated. He said, hey, you have to learn how to lose, too. My second question is, how much would it decrease our budget in these school districts if we could quit babysitting these kids that the parents are not training? They're sending kids to school. Seems like we're babysitting all day long. I know we have special needs students. I don't disagree with that one bit, not one iota. Those special needs students are very special, and I don't have a problem with the money spent on that. But the kids that are okay, we have to babysit. How much do you think our budget would decrease if we didn't have to be babysitters? I'll hang up, Elizabeth. Thank you very much. You're both doing a great job.
Thanks for the call. And I don't know, Brady, as you go into your individual district, if you want to address that somehow or?
Well, I'll try. I guess the question was kind of two parts, one on winning and losing. And I think we all try to teach kids to, you know, win and lose with dignity. And you're right. I mean, not everybody can win every time. And so you do. I don't know if you ever want to get used to losing, but you do have to accept it and learn to, you know, lose with dignity and be a good sport. On the other end, that's a tough one. To be real honest, I guess I don't necessarily agree with the caller that we're babysitters. I think our jobs are to help prepare kids for their next step in life, whatever that might be, as far as college, world of work, vocational school, also not only academically but socially, emotionally, help prepare kids. And I think we do a very good job of it.
Okay, good deal. Any comments at all, Cliff, before we move back to Brady?
I'd agree with Brady in a sense that we try to educate the whole child, and every kid brings unique needs to us, and we try to meet those and try to give them as much experience in different areas, and hopefully they can find their career pathway through us. And I definitely echo what he said about activities. You know, this part of life that you have some ups and downs, and how you react to those and how you move forward is what we hope that they gain from those extracurricular things that we have for the kids.
Okay, Brady, maybe just some items having to do with USD 384.
Well,
you want to share?
Cliff covered what he said, what's going on in Riley County. We're facing about the same thing. I would echo, we had a grandson involved with the Nutcracker. We have grandchildren going to Riley County, and we were one of them packed into the gym that night, and we've very much enjoyed it. It is a very, very good production with a lot of work and time involved, and we've had a granddaughter several years ago go through it, and so we very much enjoyed going to it also. Just a couple of specific things. I know we have a really good Scholars Bowl team. They have League Scholars Bowl today, and then regionals coming up February 2nd that we're hosting, and then hopefully the state. They've been the state the last several years and been in the top three and done very well. We're hosting our middle school league that we're in, the Blue Valley League basketball tournament is part. It's certain days this week and next week, and we're hosting that at Randolph here over the course of the next 2 weeks. And the other thing I just wanted to mention is for our elementary, one of the traditions has always been Kansas Day. We're celebrating it this Friday. It's actually Sunday, and we have a number of activities going on there during the day that we're excited about. So I might also put a plug in for McCain at K-State. I know Cliff probably is too. We're taking kids to a children's program at McCain tomorrow, and they put on several during the year for area schools, Manhattan and area schools to attend that are just wonderful. They're traveling professional groups that come in, and they're free for us to attend. And so we're very appreciative of that.
Well, thanks to both of you for stopping by today. And again, we've had with us Blue Valley Randolph USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton and Riley County's USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams. We'll take a break. UFM Executive Director Linda Teeter will be joining us after this break. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.